Last night, in his State of the Union speech, President Bush did not mention his proposal for a permanent moon base that could lead eventually to manned trips to Mars. But the initiative the president announced a week ago, and all the focus lately on the Red Planet, has commentator Andrei Kudrescu thinking.
I conducted an informal survey among my friends about the president's plan to go to the moon and Mars. Last time I went to the moon, Tiffany said, was with my ex-boyfriend. We did a fair amount of moonwatching, and then he ran up my credit cards and left me with about $1 jillion in debt. Now I'm very cautious about guys who want me to go to the moon. I'll go, but I'll leave my wallet at home. I'm kind of excited about Mars, said Rodney. It's the planet of war, and I'm a warrior just like President Bush. If I was our enemies, I'd be pretty scared by now. That's a hell of a planet to wear on your shield. This is the real Star Wars. No more pussyfooting around with metaphors. In fact, I doubt if this president even knows or cares what a metaphor is. It makes sense to set up colonies in space, said the ever-cautional Manfred. We are running out of prisons on Earth, and those planets are perfect for convicts, especially terrorists who can do hard time mining minerals with explosives. Yeah, but what worries me, said Cleo, who's a feminist astrologer, is the blatant machoism. If you go to Mars, you've got to go to Venus. Half the people are women, you know. I wouldn't worry about that, said Justin. The president gave NASA extra millions, but he's thinking about giving $1.5 billion to strengthen marriage. Women will inherit the Earth even if they don't get to go to Venus right away. Things have been heading to outer space for a while, said Simon, the historian, since Nancy Reagan, who consulted the stars every time Ronald Reagan did anything. Plus, he was a movie star and everybody's been starstruck for a while. My friends went on like this for an eon, but these are the conclusions. Watch your pockets when someone makes you look at the sky. Watch your back when Marshall Mars is invoked. Take mining in school if you have antisocial tendencies. Prepare a court brief on behalf of Venus if you're a woman. Get ready for star-based political campaigning. Be wary of the Republican practice of astrology. In other words, watch out, watch your back, study hard, mind equal rights, keep your feet firmly planted on Earth, and read some history. Here comes the November election.
Poet Andrei Kudrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.